This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. With the fall of the Taliban, the southern city of Kandahar showed every sign of becoming post-war Afghanistan's biggest success story. It was the first part of the country to eliminate the curfew, and for a while it looked like the city was on the verge of a construction boom. But over the past 5 months, the number of attacks by anti-government insurgents has soared. As a result, many international aid groups are scaling back their activities. NPR's Guy Raz went to Kandahar to find out what went wrong.
Kandahar resembles what Warsaw must have looked like in 1945. The main street, if one could call it that, is lined with building carcasses, out of which shopkeepers continue to ply their meager trades. Just 1 year ago, there were 35 aid organizations working in the city and in the wider province. Today, only about five are left. And many Kandahari say they feel desperately abandoned. At a hospital in the center of the dilapidated downtown, Dr. Mohammed Osman is ashamed to admit that he hasn't the facilities to treat patients with ordinary ailments.
Yes, we really get disappointed and feel to be alone when we do not receive any assistance from the international agencies.
But the international community in Afghanistan is scared.
We left because we felt under threat. We felt something could happen to us every day.
Earlier this year, MSF shut down its operations at a nearby displaced persons camp after several foreign aid workers were targeted by anti-government militants. This month, 13 civilians, most of them children, died in the center of Kandahar when a bomb went off. There have been more attacks in the province in the past 5 months than in the previous 18. And the reason for this, at least in part, according to officials and aid workers here, is the failure by Afghanistan's central government to acknowledge the problems here. Afghan President Hamid Karzai believes the militants can be crushed.
They are not a threat to the stability of Afghanistan. They are not a threat to the government in Afghanistan. They are not a threat to the political process in Afghanistan.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Omar Samad believes groups like the United Nations that have scaled back operations in Kandahar are sending the wrong message.
The UN, unfortunately, seems to, after what happened in Baghdad and a few events in Afghanistan, to have knee-jerk reactions sometime that probably do more damage than help. Moving from one place to another, closing and shutting down offices is not the right way to deal with post-conflict countries.
But Talatbek Masarikov, the head of the UN office in Kandahar, says authorities in Kabul have no idea.
I can't say that we are overreacting. Really, you know, the central government sitting in Kabul, they don't know exactly the real situation in the south.
Last November, Masarikov was sitting at his desk at the UN compound when a massive explosion went off just outside. No one was killed, but aid agencies got the message. And according to Yusuf Pashtun, the man appointed provincial governor 5 months ago, the absence of aid workers has created a vicious cycle in an area with chronically high unemployment and low literacy rates.
These are the least developed provinces, least attention to the rural areas of their own, and least developed administration in their own area. That becomes a more ideal place for the activities of terrorists.
Pashtun wears three-piece pinstripe suits and was educated as a civil engineer in Cairo and Beirut. He's an archetypal technocrat in contrast to his predecessor, Gul Aga Sherzai, a military man who had more success fighting insurgents. And while Governor Pashtun is widely respected, under his tenure, the attacks have steadily increased. Pashtun says he simply doesn't have the security resources to fight anti-government militants.
You know, our police force, these are ordinary militia which were out in the mountain for the past 15, 20 years. We brought them here, we gave them police uniform, and then we told them, all right, now you're a policeman. Now, how could you expect from such a kind of a group really to act as a police, as a regular police, and to meet internationally trained terrorists?
Pashtun, like most Kandaharis, would like to see an international peacekeeping presence in his province, something that isn't likely to happen anytime soon. As long as aid agencies regard Kandahar as a hostile environment, Pashtun says he won't be able to tackle the problems alone. Guy Raz, NPR News, Kandahar.